and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Have you ever noticed a utility company bucket truck lifting a worker into the air and wondered why the engine was running? Many of these vehicles need the engine to power the hydraulic lift. This can significantly increase the cost to operate the vehicle, not to mention the environmental effect of the engine exhaust. Our next guest company decided to tackle that issue and in the process has been awarded a grant from SC Launch. Mark Ferry is president and CEO of Viatech Incorporated, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us a little bit more about your company. How did it all get started?
Niraj Tumale, Sachin Gupta, and I had been spending about a year meeting for an hour at night talking about a particular product idea, how we would develop a regenerative braking system. But more broadly, we saw an opportunity to take the complexity out of electrification. So today, that really leads us into working with utility companies on their bucket trucks. They had a specific need. Essentially, those trucks are designed to idle the engine and redirect the engine power to a pump which pressurizes the hydraulic device and allows the bucket to go up and down. Those engines are meant to move a 30,000-pound truck. And so while it's convenient, it's pretty inefficient to do it that way. So we use a lithium-ion battery that has enough power to allow the operator to turn off the truck, use the device for 4 or 5 hours a day. There's no noise. The people in the bucket can hear people on the ground. And then you can also expand your operating range so utilities can work in neighborhoods at night without disturbing the residents.
And so were there not already bucket trucks that had electrical lift power?
There are some options out there. Much of the first generation of these were deeply integrated into the vehicles. These trucks are purchased, held for 8 to 10 years, sold into the secondary market, and replaced by the utilities at that point. So when you have a vehicle that has an electric power takeoff unit deeply integrated into the vehicle, you can't remove that at the end of its life. And so you're asking the secondary market to buy a truck that has, you know, potentially 10-year-old battery technology in it. So being able to remove the device was a key requirement from utilities.
And so is another market you are looking at then 18-wheelers that you see at rest areas idling their engines?
Yeah, one of the big challenges with idling the vehicle is it's about the most painful thing you can do to the engine. The diesel engines have to go through processes where they cycle up to burn off particulate matter as part of their emissions controls. And that process, when your truck is just sitting, causes the engine to rev up and it damages the vehicle. So we've just started building out our marketing related to a diesel APU for tractor trailers. We've done a plan with a group in California to electrify a bridge that was made in 1936 with solar electric. Today it's driven by a 1936 Ford four-cylinder engine. And then other things, there's commercial tow trucks, shredder trucks, grain elevators, oil transportation trucks, impact attenuators, just a number of things. And for the next several years, there are so many different applications that are good candidates for electrification. We're at that tipping point where doing so saves you more money than you currently plan to spend on your budget. So if you electrify a truck, you can be cash positive right away. It's an exciting time. And this is why we ended up with the utility industry, is there's lots of opportunity out there, but organizations have to have the interest and the willingness to embark on a change. And we're seeing a lot of that leadership come out of the national utilities.
And the reason your company showed up on our radar is we saw a press release from SC Launch where you were awarded a grant. Tell us about that.
Yeah. The South Carolina Research Authority has been with us from the very beginning. We came in as a client company with the regenerative braking system. We got a request to use a module of that for bucket trucks. We did a pilot in Greenville, South Carolina. The pilot was successful. They supported us with getting our first demo vehicle. The demo vehicle got us our first orders. That eventually led to their first round of investment, and continued success has driven them to the second round. And the entire team at South Carolina Research Authority has really been fantastic. And they're a part of the reason why we're really centered in South Carolina.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mark Ferry is president and CEO of Viatech Incorporated. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.